Our Place, episode 537.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everybody and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? I think we're doing all right, aren't we?
Indeed.
We are, I think so. We haven't been here for a while, but then we haven't had a lot to say for a while, have we really?
No.
Work has been going on normally. I'm getting busier, if anything.
Yes, it's quite busy.
Getting web services going.
You've now got your Polaris. I don't think you had that when we did the last, but we've talked about you were getting the Polaris.
Polaris, yes, the HIMSS Polaris. I've got that. Yeah. And it's so far it's going well. It's quite a good device for what it is. I know its limitations. For those who have a Polaris already, I am told on good authority by Sight and Sound and by HIMSS, in fact, not HIMSS, but on the HIMSS note takers list, that third party TTS support is coming soon. So for those who want to use their own text to speech on it, like Eloquence and all that, we're going to be able to do that. So that's good.
That is good.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and that is good. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. That is nice.
Because at the moment you can't. You have to use the text-to-speech that they provide. And they give you some of the nuanced voices. By no means all. You can't get Malcolm, for example. And I like Malcolm. I'd probably use Malcolm if I could do it. And I should be able to soon, shouldn't I?
It looks like it.
Yeah. So that's really good. I think Malcolm's one of the best nuanced voices, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say. So that's all good. So I've got the Polaris. So we sell the Polaris. The price is $4,995 ex VAT, and same as Sight and Sound's prices, and we sell it. So I'm glad, and thanks to Sight and Sound for that. And I assume we'll be able to sell other HIMSS products in the future, like the Braille Edge and things like that. So that's all too good, as well. We now also have Sunu bands in. For those that don't know, a Sunu band is a bit like a Fitbit. It's in the way it works. It fits on your wrist and you hold your hand down by your side, and as you walk it vibrates to tell you nearby objects. But there's a lot more to it than that. There is a compass on it, so you can vibrate to tell you what direction you're going in. There is a place finder on it, which is linked to Google Maps, so you can place find with your phone, because it has a phone app as well. So as well as the compass and the place finder, there is you can adjust the vibrate intensity, which is good. You can adjust the range at which it detects objects, which is also good. And more to come. We've also got a pedometer on the I'm blowing the microphone, sorry about that.
Oh, well, on the Sunu.
Yeah, on the Sunu, we've got a pedometer as well.
Oh, so it's correct then. When it's in health and fitness apps, it is absolutely correct.
It is correct, yes. Yeah.
We didn't know why, and you said, well, it had to put it in some, but that's true, it is health and fitness.
But it has a pedometer, and the app can tell you how many steps you've walked and things like that, detected by your Sunu band.
So when the compass, does it, for the direction, is it different kind of vibrate, depending where you want to go?
Yes, it's different vibrate, but also the phone speaks the direction as well.
Yes.
So if you've got a Bluetooth headset on or something like that.
Yeah. If you've got, well,
so you've got both. If you can't hear it because of traffic or something like that.
If you walk off course, you should. You can learn your vibration.
Things like that. Yeah. So it's a good little device. £250 from us, including shipping. If you buy it at an exhibition, of course, it's £240 because you don't pay shipping. And it's I really like it. It's good. Only has two buttons on the device, so not a lot to remember. It's also a watch, so it tells you the time, and you can also set alarms on it. So if you set an alarm, you know, it'll vibrate at that time.
They seem to not work too well in Android, do they, at the moment?
No, but they're aware that the Android app is not so good. They've got a new engineer on the Android app now, and I'm in touch with him as well. So hopefully we can get that improved.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and get the pedometer on it and things like that as well. Because the pedometer is only on the iPhone app.
Oh, right, okay.
So we've got that in. In other news, the Revo 2 has now, the firmware has now been updated, and it now works with Android as well as iPhone.
Ah.
Yes. So this is good news too, isn't it? You tell it which phone you're connected to. So, you know, by key combination, you tell it whether you're Android or iPhone, and then it works with that device. So you don't have to buy two Revos anymore.
No.
You know, if you've got both devices.
I mean, that's a nightmare for a dealer as well, because yes. you don't know how much, you know, it's a bit yeah. of a nightmare for
and,
everyone, isn't it?
As and it can to connect to both.
Yeah.
In other words, you can switch between them as well, using the
which is better.
The Revo as well. Right, so that's yeah. really good. So that's been updated to yeah. Android and iPhone. Price of that is £225. Plus shipping, £235 altogether, unless of course you buy an exhibition. So yeah, that's so that the new firmware is out on the Revos. We've just got to update our units, but I'll probably update them as we sell them. That way we make sure we've got the latest firmware on them all the time. And I haven't updated mine yet, thinking about that. That's another job for me. So this is good. So I haven't tested it with Android yet, so I'm looking forward to doing that. So that's that, we may have other news soon in the future about more products and all kinds of things going on. So that's product news. As for what's been going on, well, not a lot really, no. other than work.
No, you've been to one or two exhibitions.
Yep, 2 weeks ago I went to Enfield. We've been to a few demos for Cyber Eyes, haven't we?
Yeah, you've done one or two of those. And those.
So, you know, that's really good.
I think the next thing for people to know about, we'll come to that in a minute. Yeah, last Saturday we had a nice afternoon. Maureen came.
Yeah.
And then Sophie and her cousin Bradley came.
That's right.
And they did text us to say, can we come?
Yeah, so they came. So we had visitors Saturday. That's another reason we didn't do a podcast.
Well, yeah, we did. No, that's right.
And we didn't have a lot to say, really.
No.
So.
It's still the same. We don't have a lot to say.
We don't have a lot to say, so this won't be long, this podcast. And so Sunday,
that was just
normal. The rest of the week was just normal, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So there's not a lot else to say about the week, is there?
No.
So what was you going to say, Ange? What else do they need to know?
I would say that they need to know about Site Village London, that you're going to be there.
Yeah, we'll be at Site Village London, Kensington Town Hall in Haunton Street on the, I think it's the 6th and 7th of November. We'll be there for those.
6th and
7th, yeah.
So, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Whenever it is, it's a Tuesday and Wednesday anyway, isn't
it? And so, yes, that's really cool. We'll be there, so you can come and see the Sunu Band and all of the other products. And maybe, who knows, we might have another. We might have something else new, who knows.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say on here yet, but I'm working on things. Mm. Okay.
It's only a might, though.
Only a might yet. So we might have a little soft launch at Site Village of a new product.
Mm.
Don't forget, for those who don't know, we've got the Mini Vision. For those who want a mobile phone, a simple mobile phone. And this is all good, too. And as well as the Smart Visions and so on. So, yeah. Plenty of new products to.
Oh yeah! Yesterday afternoon, you were doing training on Chromebook with someone.
Yes, and for those who have a Chromebook, just
yes,
look out for the little bug. I had an update to my Chromebook yesterday, update 69, and it didn't work. It didn't work in UK speech, so it went back to US speech.
It's not a problem.
You can use it, but it's US speech. It went back to US speech. I had it on UK speech and it went to US speech. I've reported it to the good people at Googly's and told them they've made a Googly. But
very good.
Yes, so hopefully we'll get something done about that. But this is the stable version. I don't know whether the speech has been fixed on the beta version or not. Or the or even the alpha version, because you can upload, you can go really bleeding edge stuff if you want to, you know. I might well do that, because there's nothing important on my Chromebook, so I can always power wash it, as they call it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your main work device
no,
or anything,
no.
is it?
So, and I don't save anything directly to the Chromebook, so there's nothing to back up or anything like that.
I think your Polaris will be more of when you're out and about, in the car and writing on, won't you?
Yeah,
you never
used
your Chromebook in the car anyway, did you?
But no, it's a little bit wider than the Polaris, so if it's sitting on your lap in a car, it's a bit wide.
You haven't found a decent email client that you truly like with it yet, either.
No, and although I'm not so keen on the email client on the Polaris either, it is usable.
Yes, that's more more yeah. efficient then, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see more, you know, conversation threading and things like that. Mm. But I'm going to try and put Aquamail on the Polaris and we'll see how she flies with that. That might be interesting, mightn't it?
Could be.
Yeah, because I've got conversations in that as well.
You said Aquamail doesn't work brilliantly on a Chromebook.
It doesn't. It doesn't have many keyboard shortcuts and things like that.
Which they've admitted, haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, of course, that's not what it was made for, really.
That's right. It does have a few, you know, X deletes.
Is there no email client actually in a Chrome email client, or Chromius or whatever the operating system's called?
Not any decent ones that I found.
Oh, right.
And not any decent ones that have keyboard shortcuts.
So I guess anyone who was looking for that to be an fairly all things to all people, email might look the weakest part then.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Yeah. Although, again, you know, if you find an Android app that works, then you can use an Android as well as Chrome OS, so that's good.
Mm. I guess it also depends on what your needs are in an email, doesn't it, as well?
Yeah, yeah.
What you want to do.
So, and just a reminder at this point, we do training on Chromebooks. We did a successful training yesterday. And I think even Angie learned things.
I learned something because I was in there doing something in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you were in the dining room.
Yeah.
The dining room was right by the kitchen and we didn't have any doors shut.
Yeah. And you learned about the shelf and the launcher and the desktop, didn't you, and things like that.
And even if you shut the one door from the kitchen, it's open plan. There's ranch doors between here and the dining room.
Yeah.
So you can see straight through. You know, there's no... It's open plan, really.
That's right, yeah.
So you've got a door the kitchen end.
Yes.
But I didn't shut that. I don't normally do that.
But yeah, so I did quite a successful...
But yeah, that was good, wasn't
training
it?
Yesterday, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. But yes, Polaris is likely to be the candidate when I'm out and about. And it also connects to my phone using Braille, which is quite good. So I can use my phone. I could even use Aquamail on my phone with Braille connection. Is another way of doing it, isn't it? Keep the phone in my pocket. Things like that. Mm. Very good. Mm.
Is that all the stuff? Have you got any personal more stuff that you've been doing you can talk about? I have. It's not very exciting, but of course.
Not really. I've been testing.
It's interesting to me, but not exciting.
We've been trying to work out with good old Victor. He's been very patient with me at Google. We've been trying to work out a bug where my phone won't connect to ESIS Braille displays.
Oh, that's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah. It says initialization failed every time. So I've sent him a log, and now he wants me to send another log. And there's something else gone weird into the mix this morning. He wrote me an email and said that his friend had got an ESIS 12 and he connected his phone up and it connected fine.
Whoa!
So I'm
who
even
said it, Victor?
Victor did, yeah. So I'm even and more confused.
Is the phone's on Pi, yeah?
Well, he didn't say that.
Ah, see, we need to know.
So I asked him the question.
More, yeah.
But I assume it would be. I would have thought he'd have had a Pixel 2 or 3 or something
not
like that.
Not necessarily.
You know.
Why should he? It might not.
Well, he might be for testing, you see. You'd think because he works...
Yeah, but he said he was... Oh, his friend works for Google.
No. He connected it to his own phone, not his friend's phone.
Oh, his phone.
Yeah. Mm. And he's saying it worked.
Interesting.
So...
Totally weird.
And yet with the Polaris, my phone worked a treat.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
No.
Did it? Just went straight in.
Very stupid. Mm. But since you've tried it with the Polaris, have you tried it with an ESIS after?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't...
I just thought maybe doing something weird like that...
It wasn't stupid,
you know.
But no, I've done that, and it still doesn't work.
Mm. And sometimes they need a push in the right direction. Do you remember the very weird iOS bug with Bluetooth keyboards where you couldn't hear what you were typing? And the Revo, the bloke... I call him Mr. Revo. I don't know his name. Does the Revos and writes the program clearly for his Revo.
I've heard of a different one this time and I've got an answer to it, so I can tell you all now as well. This is an iOS problem where if you're in the messaging client and you press enter, instead of putting a new line in, it sends the message.
Oh, yeah.
And this is only with a physical keyboard. If you do it with a virtual keyboard, it works,
of course,
so you can put a new line in.
Yeah.
I've found the answer.
Yes.
Thanks to someone on a list.
Oh, cool.
Option enter.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't know why that's different, but option enter.
Provided your keyboard has something that you know.
Well, they do, because if it's not option, it's an alt key.
It's an alt.
So if you've got a Windows keyboard, it's an alt key.
Oh, is it alt enter? Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So there is a way of actually doing it. And if you do it with a braille display, some braille displays represent option differently, but you can do it with ESIS and things like that.
No, but I was thinking of the one you remember, and the man from Revo said, so if you get this problem, which I did, so I had to follow his instructions as well.
Yeah.
Because this was all over the lists, wasn't it, and everywhere.
Yeah.
He said, you then add a new keyboard, say Imgur, and switch to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you switch back to the original, and it works forever after. Yeah. And it went dead.
Yeah,
it did work for me ever after.
Yeah.
So I wondered whether putting a braille display on would then trigger some
weird
internal
No, it doesn't. No. Okay. No. So that's my personal thing. I've been playing with, and I'll be doing that this afternoon as well. I need to send another log.
Well, I've got more, but the other personal, well, while you were at one of your exhibitions in the week, now which one was that one? You went somewhere in the week one day to do something.
This week?
No. 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Enfield, Saturday?
No, this was a weekday one. Ooh, the one that you went, you went to either exhibition KAB or Maidstone. Training. Oh, yeah, it was Maidstone, of course it was.
Yeah.
I was... Because on our last podcast, I was talking about dreams, and we were talking about what we wanted to do, weren't we?
Mm.
And I remember we also, at some point, I'd been talking to Emma, and me and you had sat over breaks about, I can't remember, it all came up about things we'd like to do, and I said, actually, though, if I was going to keep ducks, I bet you if I was in a position to do it, I'd be too wimpish.
Mm.
Strangely, I've changed my mind over that and thought, blow it. No, I wouldn't be. It's the animals' welfare I think about, you see. I think, why would I be too wimpish? Something changed my mind. But anyway, this particular day, because I've probably told you all, anything interests me or I'm curious about something, I'll go and have a search about it on the web. And I was searching out the best ducks to keep for pets. That was really, I had a really interesting, half hour to maybe a bit longer doing this. It was a fascinating morning, so that was fun.
Yeah.
That was my personal thing. The other thing I'm doing, and I've been doing for some time, is reading a lot of old books with the voice dream reader, mainly in Braille, with my iPhone. You know, books that are on Gutenberg, and I've been having a really enjoyable time digging out some old books, you know.
Yeah.
Because I like all kinds of books. The exciting one I read was by Wilkie Collins, The Woman in White. And it is actually exciting. It's sinister in parts, a little slightly sinister because you know they're up to no good. But basically, there's a lot of skullduggery. It ends up, opportunity allows these very, very bad people to steal someone's inheritance, basically.
No spoilers now.
No, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just giving... It's skullduggery in it. It really is to do with inheritance. And the patience of this other man and woman to catch the culprit. Basically, the long-winded time it takes. It's a long book as well. To actually catch...
Wouldn't be my kind of book, I have to say.
I don't know, because it's not... he does all this detective work to find it.
I thought I'd enjoy Outlander, but I'm finding that pretty hard going.
Oh, I love Outlander. Game of Thrones was the book I find hard going.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too much the dialogue in it of non-interest.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But it's, yet it's a great thing. People like it.
But there's,
I love Outlander.
There's 14 series of Outlander. I'm not sure I'd last that long.
Well, you don't have to. You could just watch the TV because you liked that all right, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to read all the books. I shall read them.
I mean, that's and in each book, apart from series one, each book is like 48 hours long.
Yes.
So that's just too long for me.
But no, I don't mind long books because it's mysterious as to how... I want to know what happens to her in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely can Claire live through 48 series, and how many years does it go?
14 series.
14 series, sorry. Oh, could live
15 14 if
years.
You count series 0.5.
No, that was before Claire.
Yeah, exactly.
So she could live that long, I suppose.
Mm.
But It's quite strange, isn't it? How you, she went back in time, and it is really quite strange and very interesting.
Well, I'm going to see book one out, and we'll see how we get on from there. But
I'm intending to read the rest of it. You don't have to, because we can just buy them, and I can read them, can't we?
Well, yeah.
I'm quite happy to read them. I'm well hooked.
Mm.
I don't find that too far going. It's I don't know what it is about Game of Thrones. I don't know. Mm. I find it hard, but I still like to finish the books. I'm sure there must be more books that we haven't read.
Probably is now, yeah.
And I would still like to carry on with them. I find the occasional book that's hard going. But
I find that hard going now.
But this book is really good that I was reading. I've read that now.
Mm.
It was a hard to put down book. But to catch and to prove a point, they had to go to a lot of trouble to prove what this guy had done and these guys. Yeah. But it was fantastic, you know. Yeah. Really good books, a book. But so, that's the other thing. The only other thing which I haven't yet done is I want that you know that the new iPhone XR is out, people.
Yeah, it's, well, 10R, it's pretty, actually.
10R, well, yeah, all right, 10R. 10R. But it's letter X. 10R it is, yeah.
Yeah.
You could pre-order it now. It's available from next Friday. I'm after one, but I'm not going to order it yet because of being away next
weekend. And what am I after?
A Pixel 3.
Yes. Yeah. Front-facing stereo speakers appeal to me because I can just sit with it on a table in front of me and listen sometimes. Yeah. I don't have to connect a speaker. Be quite nice.
It can be, although I actually usually prefer it. I used to, with the iPhone 4, I used to listen in the bathroom on just the iPhone.
Yeah.
That was a good speaker.
Oh, I could listen in the bathroom. Mm, I could listen to
small enough.
Even my Pixel I've got now is loud enough to do that.
When we're trying to do it in a bedroom, I actually prefer a speaker a bit more oomph for me to give it a bit more body. You know what I'm listening.
But when I'm hearing a YouTube video, if I'm on my own and things like that,
I do that. I just do.
I'd like to hear some stereo. So I want the Pixel 3, and also
for personal listening.
My Pixel now is done with updates, so it will get security, but it won't get. They only offered 2 years for the original Pixel updates. So we've got P and we won't get Q. So if I want to carry on contributing to Android, and I hope I do in a positive way in terms of talkback and things like
that. That's right, you need a new
one. Then I want a newer phone that will get all the updates for me, don't I?
Yeah.
And I don't want a Samsung phone and things because they don't update quick enough and all various other things, but... So I always do on a Google Pixel. It's probably the best way to go. Seems to be the best performer as well, don't they?
But I wasn't going to update my phone until they said this new one was going to have pretty different colours.
Mm. Really insignificant things like that.
Although I do get a significant upgrade from a 6S anyway.
You do, yeah.
Which, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
And anyone, if you buy a red one, apparently some of the proceeds go to this International AIDS charity.
Mm.
So there is a charity which is called Red, apparently. I think it's called Red, strangely, which I don't know much about, but it is an international... It's AIDS in Africa, because AIDS is a problem in Africa, isn't it? Still, I believe.
Yeah.
Serious problem.
Yeah.
So that's quite... Yeah, so that's what I'm after doing.
Yeah.
So we're after doing things like that.
Yeah.
And really, I've run out of really anything of any interest at all, I think.
What to say?
Yes.
That's all right then, because the podcast is, you know...
It's long
probably,
enough.
We've got probably going to wind it down now.
I'm really running out of ideas every week. Really am totally running out of things.
Oh, we keep it going.
I mean, some of you must have like books and... TV things you like to watch and read and stuff.
Yeah, tell us about them if you do.
Do that. We love a wide range. We have a wide range, don't we?
But I'll keep the podcast going even for product announcements and things like that. So
but if they may become very much more sporadic. I mean, they are now.
Yeah.
Last week we didn't do one because we had visitors and we thought, we're not going to.
But the week before we had really nothing to say.
No.
Of value, really. And there's no point just prattling on.
It can't happen next week anyway because we're not here.
No.
I think we told you last week we were going, didn't we?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up then for now, yes. Unless you've got anything else.
No, except so, say cheerio, really.
Well, before that, I'll remind you that you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to find out all about the show and to download episodes and things and subscribe and all kinds of things and listen over the telephone. Thanks to Talking Newspaper Services for that service. And, of course, you can write to me at ourplace@comproom.co.uk if you want... to send a contribution. Let us know if it's for us personally or if it's for the podcast, otherwise it will go on the podcast. And also, if you want a Dropbox folder with us so you can drop MP3s in so you can contribute to the podcast with your voice, then do let us know and we can set that up as well. So because I'm croaking, I'm going to say cheerio.
Cheerio.
And of course, we will see you as ever next time.